Hundreds of concessions workers have been working from 4 in the morning to midnight to get ready for Thanksgiving.
Thanksgiving is a big game for us.
So just because you're coming to the game on Thanksgiving does not mean that you can't have your traditional Thanksgiving meal as well. It's just going to be a little bit different.
A lot going on.
Chef Heather Fuller says those differences include a focus on making it possible for fans to walk around the stadium with their Thanksgiving dinner.
It's easy to eat. It's something you're not going to have to sit down and use a fork and a knife.
So this year, Fuller and the rest of legends at AT&T Stadium staff designed the Thanksgiving hand pie,
where it's layered with the herb dressing, cranberry sauce, sweet potatoes, green beans, oven roasted turkey, and then it's drizzled with gravy, and it's all enclosed inside of a pie.
That drizzled gravy posed a challenge. Fuller says they had to figure out a way to include gravy, but keep it from making a mess when you bite into it.
We let it sit for a little bit before we bake it. That way it kind of settles in all the crevices. Or once we bake it and we cut it open, it's perfect. Like, it's indescribable.
Executive chef Tony Sinise says they've been cooking for 90,000 fans. This year, they've also developed a Thanksgiving bowl with turkey or ham piled on top of dressing, mac and cheese, sweet potatoes, green beans, and more gravy.
Upping our game, trying to be able to make it that much better, but paying respect to tradition, because you really don't want to mess with tradition when it comes to Thanksgiving. You don't want to get so esoteric that people don't understand, or it's just loses its soul.
So they're preparing 9,200 pounds of turkey, 3,200 pounds of ham, more than 2 tons of potatoes, almost 2 tons of cornbread, 5,100 pounds of mac and cheese, 180 gallons of cranberry sauce, and 420 gallons of that gravy.
Take what you've seen growing up with your family Thanksgiving and times that by, 90,000. And obviously the kitchens are much bigger, and it's a choreographed production, which allows us to be able to be very efficient.
Marcelo Guevara is the executive pastry chef at AT&T Stadium. He says they're baking 1,000 large pies and 6,000 mini pies, topped with 140 gallons of whipped cream.
We offer pecan pies, apple pie, pumpkin pie, all American classic desserts for Thanksgiving.
Guevara says they'll sell slices in concourse areas and full pies in the suites. While more than 200 workers are cooking Thanksgiving dinner, the Cowboys will spend the day on the field with the Buffalo Bills. Fans say the quick turnaround following the loss against New England has them worried, and they want action.
Todd Garrett.
It has to do with the coaching. We have the talent. It just... who's giving direction here? Who's giving direction there?
Ellie Goulding will perform at halftime. And the Salvation Army uses the Cowboys Thanksgiving game to kick off its Red Kettle campaign. Last year's fundraiser brought in more than $142 million. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KULD.